let's talk about Kirchhoff's voltage law, or KVL, which deals with voltage changes in a closed loop within a circuit. As you may recall, this is what a closed loop in a circuit looks like. As you traverse a loop, you encounter voltage rises from sources and voltage drops across components like resistors. Kirchhoff's voltage law states that these must add up to zero in a closed loop. In simpler terms, it emphasizes energy conservation within a circuit. Mathematically, KVL is represented by sigma V rises equals sigma V drops, where here V stands for voltage, which is the electrical potential difference across a component in the circuit. Let's look at this circuit. There are two loops with loop currents I1 and I2 passing through loop 1 and 2 respectively. So resistor R3 is the shared resistor between loops 1 and 2. As we can observe, current I1 passes through R3 from B to G, while current I2 passes through R3 from G to B. So we can consider that the current through the middle resistor R3 is the difference of currents I1 and I2. Using KVL to find the loop equations, this comes out to be 3I1 minus I2 equals 5. Loop 2 is 4I2 minus I1 equals 2. Solving the simultaneous equations for loop 1 and loop 2, we simplify this down to 11I1 equals 22, or I1 equals 2 amps. Then we can solve for I2 and get 1 amp.